Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Do you ladies know what Sunday is?
Father's Day.
It is Father's Day,
it
Kelly.
It is.
Don't forget about us daddies. Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. And to help you out, just in case you forgot to get your dad a present, or maybe you're not sure on what to get him, we got Craigslist Father's Day coming up this hour. Probably 40 minutes away from that.
Mm-hmm.
We also have your password coming up in less than 10 minutes, so you can play Beat the Bank. We play twice a day. So after we give you that password, we'll have you call in within 10 minutes, and then you get your chance to go up against our banker and see how much money you can get out of him.
Okay.
And Megan Trainor is going to be on the show. She's on that show, The Four. She's been working on some music. She's engaged and working on a wedding as well, so we'll get to chat with her. Awesome. She's out in L.A., so she's waking up early for us. So nice of her.
Nice.
Nicest person ever.
Ever?
One of, I'd say. I like her positive energy and attitude that she brings. Yeah.
She real.
She real, Jenna. She real. And let's keep it real right now. Does that make me lazy? Oh, yeah, we threw you a curveball. Normally, it's does that make me crazy, but today we felt like being lazy. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And tell us about those things you do that some people would end up calling you lazy for. You know?
Okay.
We got a couple here from the text. I'm slightly allergic to cats, so when I forget to close my bedroom door and I'm sitting on the couch, I'll just drop the Nest thermostat down to 1 degree using the iPhone app, or 1 degree using the iPhone app, because I know when the air comes on, it'll push my door closed so our cats can't sleep on my pillows.
Wow.
That's actually next level lazy smart.
That's smart.
In fact, being lazy, I feel, is you almost have to be...
It makes you inventive.
Yeah, you have to be very inventive and creative and smart. That's from Dalton. You know, that's smart, man. Drop that Nest. You don't have to get up. From the text as well, I took the sheets off of my bed to wash them, and then I slept in my guest bedroom for 2 weeks because I didn't feel like putting the back on.
Oh, no.
No, dude.
It's the worst thing to have to do at night.
Where
you're like, oh, the sheets.
Oh, and by yourself,
dryer.
Too. If you're doing a solo mission with the sheets.
Or when you wash your clothes and you just dump them on the bed to force yourself to fold the clothes before you go to bed, and you say, nah, I'll just sleep on top of the clothes.
That pile is going to... Oh, you sleep on top of the clothes. Yeah. I just put the pile on the chair on the ground.
Just, that's your closet for the next few weeks?
Yeah.
What's up, Hannah?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to Does That Make Me Lazy? Let's see how lazy you are.
Well, last night I was watching TV, and I decided to watch my Roku, but I didn't want to get up and get the remote, so I just downloaded the remote app on my phone and used that instead. Does that make me lazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. We all know that remote's pretty close to arm distance.
How much technology do they have to invent to make us even less...
Even more sedentary.
Yeah. We need that. I mean, we're getting the self-driving cars. We're not even going to have to drive now.
Right.
We could sleep on the way to work. That would be the only reason I would get that self-driving car. So I could just get back in the car, sleep on the way to work, set an alarm so it would wake me up so I'm not late for work. Thanks, Hannah. Also from the text, I hired someone to clean my house when I was working long hours and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm a stay-at-home mom, but I still have someone clean my house because I spend my time lunching and with girlfriends and getting facials.
Oh, there you go.
Are you wearing a tennis skirt?
That's what Kelly wants. That's her goal. That's Kelly's
dream life.
Either that or yoga pants.
I told you I met a whole gaggle of tennis skirt wearing women, didn't I?
Yeah.
They were so excited to meet me, as not as excited as I was to meet them.
Yeah.
Because they know they're my heroes.
Why don't you ask them to join the club? Get yourself that tennis skirt.
Ladies who lunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In skirts. In tennis skirts.
Just quit it all.
But you don't want to be in the yoga club, the yoga pants club. You want to be in the tennis skirt club.
Tennis skirt club.
I don't know. The yoga pant club is not bad either.
Yeah, they're strong.
What about the golf skirt club?
What about the golf? That's tennis club.
That's me. That's my club.
You don't want the golf skirt?
I'm going to be over here. Tennis.
All right. Did we cover all the groups of ladies that are lunching?
No. I mean, there's Pilates. Oh,
there's the fancy.
Yeah.
The girls that just get super dressed up.
Yeah. What about the lady bowlers club?
The lady bowlers. I did not know that.
There's the sweatsuit, but don't exercise club.
The sweatsuit, yes.
Yeah.
The stained t-shirt mom group. You see those out and about with a bunch of stains, milk stains, all that good stuff. Hi, Blake.
How's it going?
It's going well, man. We want to see if you're lazy or not. Go ahead, hit us.
Yeah, sometimes when I need a power nap at work, I play conference calls through my speakers on my computer and shut the door and just go to sleep.
Oh, you play conference calls from YouTube?
Yeah.
Dude, that is so smart.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's never going to walk in there. He's working.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You can't disturb Blake in the middle of a conference call.
It's pretty good.
He sure seems to have them every single day, though. That's weird. Around noon.
Same time.
Blake, that is genius, sir.
Oh, thank you.
All right, man. You keep doing that good work for the fake conference calls. Oh, this is genius right here. Seriously, it might have to be, does that make me a genius? Instead of going into the store for sour cream and spending my money, I went through the drive-thru at Taco Bell and asked for the biggest thing of sour cream they could give me. Does that make me lazy?
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder if it saves you money that way.
Yeah, of course.
Well, yeah, you're not. Free. Get yourself a burrito and then
charge you probably, right?
You'll probably buy some food, but
that's a great idea.
Get that sour cream for free.
Huh?
Yeah, if you just need some sauce.
You just say, hey, I just bought something. Sauce. I just bought something inside, but I didn't want to walk back in. Can you give me a little sour cream?
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Yeah. Right there.
Wow, I'm getting all sorts of ideas. This morning.
I can't wait to go try all these things. Oh man! All right, Julie, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Yeah. So, my group of friends, we always get together for our birthdays, and we always light the candles and look at each other. It's kind of like that, who's going to do it? None of us want to sing. And so, my genius idea is I was in my house, and I said, Alexa, sing happy birthday, and she does all the work for us.
You know who would love that? White Cheddar, our producer. Yeah, he hates singing happy birthday at the office. Oh, we're going to have to get him on Alexa. Julie, well played. Sing happy birthday. Ain't nobody got time to sing.
Again, more technology making us lazier.
Right? Hi, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Let's see if you're lazy or not. Go ahead.
Okay. So at night, whenever me and my husband are getting ready to, lay down for bed, if I see him get up before me to go lay down, I will purposely run into the bedroom real quick and get in bed and get all snuggly so that he has to reach up and turn the light off.
That should use more energy trying to beat your husband to not turn off the lights.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does make you lazy, though.
Yeah. Congratulations. And hold on, let's go to India real quick. Hi, India.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome to the show. We're doing Does That Make Me Lazy? And we want to hear yours.
Now, my husband goes to work and I make him drive himself. We share a car.
Uh-huh.
But I let the seat down in the back with my covers and pillows and go to sleep while he drives to work and make him park the car up under a shady tree so I can take a nap while he's in work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard of the place Scholastics.
Uh-huh.
He works at Scholastic, and I am actually, I'm at the job right now, laying back in the back seat talking to the guy.
Now, India, how
you're giving
long?
Up quality sleep yeah. time to talk to us. We are honored.
I know. We're so honored right now, India, that you're giving up a little bit of sleep time. How long do you usually sleep in the car?
Well, I'll probably wake up about his lunchtime. And that's about 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And then?
Oh, and then I probably try to hurry up and rush out, go get him some lunch like I've been gone and came back.
So you drive the car away to make it look like you weren't even there.
She is giggling at herself.
She knows how it sounds.
All right, India. Well, you get that 5 hours of sleep right now.
Yeah, sleep tight.
Well played, man.
Don't let the car seat go dry.
If you see India sleeping in her car, do not disturb, please.
No.
In fact, I want to buy her a do not disturb sign just to put up on that car.
Jeez.
That was great. I love her. All right, Kid Nation. We need to hook you up with that password so you can play Beat the Bank. We'll give it to you right now. Within 10 minutes, we'll have you call in, and then you claim your money. The password this hour, just keep it with the theme, is lazy.
There you go.
Your password is lazy, which means Beat the Bank is coming up. And coming up next, speaking of awesome people. I don't want to fight tonight. I'ma let you be right. Meghan Trainor, one of the hosts, one of the coaches on The Four. And a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And a fiance is going to be calling the show next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, I believe Megan Trainor's dialing into the show right now. So while we wait for her to finish up getting ready, let's get you set up to win some money. Beat the bank. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Hopefully you remember that password. You'll need it to go inside the vault. What caller number would you like, Jenna?
20.
Caller number 20. You get the play. Beat the bank. Now, before, you had to buy a concert ticket to see her in person, but now we are blessed to get to watch her every week at 8 o'clock, 7 p.m. Central on Fox, because The Four is back, and so is Megan Trainor, everybody.
Every Thursday night.
Every
Yay!
Thursday night. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Whoa. Uh-oh. It's Robot Megan.
Yeah.
Hello. This is me. I promise it's me.
Oh, the phone connection is so awful.
Megan, it sounds like a dude doing an impersonation of you as a robot.
No way. Are you serious?
No, now there she is.
It's
That's
clear
you
enough.
Now. Okay.
It's clear
That's
enough. Clear.
That's more Megan right there. How you doing, Megan?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm laying in bed. I'm chilling with my mom, and I'm with my puppies.
Oh, you still cuddle with mom?
And puppies.
Yeah.
Well, everybody cuddles with puppies.
What's your puppy's name?
One is named Biggie, and it's funny because she's small. And the other one is named Rue because she's a small little jumper. She looks like a kangaroo.
Aww.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Clever. Do they sleep under the covers with you, or do you make them go at the foot?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're very human. It's creepy. Adorable. And my AC is just blowing, so they're probably freezing because they're tiny.
Yeah.
So them go under the covers.
Megan, do they get mad at you when you have to travel and go on tour and do that and come home? Do they pout?
Yeah, I got them because they're so tiny and was like, I'm going to tour with them. And I just like, I don't want to put them through the torture of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they'll love it. So I always leave them and then I hate it.
Yeah. Do you ever lift the covers and then you get that Dorito smell because the dogs smell like that?
Oh, my God.
Dogs smell like Doritos?
Yeah, their paws smell like Doritos, so when they get a little sweaty under there, it'll smell like Doritos, and it's like a nice little midnight snack for you.
Gross.
That's nasty. My dog's a little hypoallergenic, little micro nugget, so they smell like princesses.
Yes.
What role are they going to have in the wedding? Are they going to be in the wedding, Megan?
Oh, they better be. I think I'm just going to... They're not great with, like, wearing outfits, but I'm going to force one on and see if I can put, like, a little wedding dress on them.
Yeah.
How cute.
How cute, right? Make them dogs of honor instead of a maid of honor. Just have doggy of honor.
Yes.
Why don't you bring them on the floor with you? DJ Khaled brings his baby. You should bring your babies on the show.
I know. Oh, your accent just came out right there. I always think about that. I want to. I think we're definitely going to bring them on set. Because it's so close to my house now, but it's just like a loud environment and a lot of lights. And I remember I did a photo shoot with one of my dogs, and she just freaked out over the camera flash. So I was like, "Oh, you might not be able to handle this."
We're talking with Megan Trainor right now. Make sure you catch The Four every Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central on Fox. The most talked about moment last week, I think, Megan, and I love this moment because I like how you reacted to when Rebecca Black came out.
Oh, I love her so much. I was so happy when I saw her face. I was like, oh, I know exactly what's going down right now.
Yeah, it was such a like a cool comeback moment because of what she went through as a 13-year-old when that song came out.
Diddy and DJ Khaled had no clue.
They liked her.
Oh. Yeah, no idea. I was like, oh, my God, you guys don't know? Google it right now.
Did you almost want to tell her don't go at James Graham? Because that dude is just ridiculous with his voice.
Yeah, when she picked him, I was like, oh, no. But at least she did what she had to do and, like, had a beautiful day and a beautiful story. And she's such a good, nice person, too.
Yeah.
That, like, a lot of people, when they get sent home, they're like, they're tripping. They don't know what they're thinking about. And she's like, I just had a great time here and was honored to be here and, like, did what she needed to do for herself. And I just love her for that. It was so cool to watch an icon like that do that on the show.
And she actually, her voice is, it's great.
It's really good.
Yeah. I was like, yo, go.
It's really good. Yeah, I've been watching because I recently, like a year ago, was like, what's that girl doing? And I've been watching her. She puts songs out on YouTube and, like, is actually really great.
Do you guys get to be around the artist during the week, or do you guys let them do their thing and practice, and then when show comes on, you guys see them again?
I let them practice, but we'll keep in touch if we're like worried about them or if they need help or but and I always see them backstage and I'm always giving them advice like pick the right song and just yeah. don't be scared at all.
Right.
And but Soraya J we never really get to see because she's back in Atlanta like literally getting chemotherapy.
Oh.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Yeah. But she's such a fighter and she's backstage there like just ready to go, like praying and sitting there focused and we're like, hey girl.
Hey. Do you guys and DJ Khaled is the one that has the viewing parties when the episodes air. Are you going to those?
Yeah, I went to the first one. It was pretty popping. I think the other ones I might be like doing promo around the world or doing radio shows, but yeah. The first one was so lit and then Marky Mark walked in and I was like, oh no, I love this night.
This is a great night. I love being a celebrity.
Yeah, that's got to be the coolest part.
Yeah. This is so cool. And he came up to Daryl and I and told us, like, congrats on your engagement. Like, and I was like, oh my God, you know my life?
Speaking of which, when's your backyard barbecue wedding?
It's so funny. All I said one day was like, I'm going to do it outside of my backyard. And now it's like, when's the barbecue? yeah. I think I want to do it in Christmas time because it's like my birthday and my favorite time of year. And in LA, it's like always warm still, but at night, it's like pretty cool. Yeah, so if we're dancing and sweating our butts off, we can at least be like, okay, let's take a moment outside the heat lamps and like get cold. Yeah. I don't know what dress I want. I'm on Pinterest right now looking for a wedding dress.
Are you going to do a bachelorette party?
My manager's mom wants to throw me one.
Well, that'll be fun. Yeah. Hey, she could be crazy. We don't know.
You know,
yeah.
The moms are the ones that go the wildest at the bachelorette
sometimes,
parties.
You're actually right. Yeah. Sometimes.
You're drinking out of them funny-shaped straws, and you have one of them funny hats on. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's a big argument.
Yeah.
That's a big argument on the show, Megan, because some people are pro the funny hats and straws, and some people are against it. What are you? What party are you on? Are you going to have those straws and the party hats and the male genitalia thing?
Nah, I think I'm going to do, like, popcorn and sweets.
Keep it classy.
Yeah, candy.
That's right. Keep it classy, girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. At least while mom is there. Yeah. At least while mom is
there. Well, manager mom's there. Yeah, you got to make sure.
My mom just looked at me and was like, no.
That's right.
What are you and mom going to do today, Megan?
I'm going to go back to bed after my interview. It's my last day off before we get back into work. So I've just been gardening. I'm such an old lady. I've just been gardening and baking and being lazy and I love that.
Awesome.
You're working on the album right now. You've been working while you guys do the four, right?
Yes. I've been doing just promo, so it's been awesome and fun with my fam.
For the fam.
But you released three songs. Are these going to be part of the album or is that completely separate?
Oh yeah, there's like a sneak peek of the album.
Okay.
We're gonna leak another song pretty soon, I think, and really exciting things happening. I'm so pumped. We just did a music video for Let You Be Right for my second single, and we're just going to run with that and perform it all over the world.
Awesome.
Be on the lookout for that. And thank you for speaking up so much about anxiety and depression and all that, especially with what's been going on lately in the world, Megan. And you're one of those people that has always been really open about it. And continue to do that because there's a lot of young girls that come up to me and say that you're one of their inspirations for staying healthy and making sure everything's okay.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing. That means so much to me because watching other people talk about it really saved me.
Yeah.
So I started talking about it because it never hit me like it did after this album and it really crippled me and I found my way out of it and I'm like so proud of that. Never thought I'd get out of it, and now looking at it, I just want people out there to know, like, it will pass, and just keep your body healthy, keep your mind healthy, like, eat better food and work out just for your mental health. It really changes the game.
And surround yourself with loved ones, because, you know, they're the ones that are going to lift you out of that. Megan Trainor, you're such an awesome person. I appreciate you waking up so early to talk to us and wake your mom up while she's laying there.
Anytime, thank you for talking to me.
And let us know when you're done with the album. Give us a call so we can plug it up for you. Deal.
Better yet, come by.
Yeah, come by, Megan.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Come hug up on us and stuff.
Yeah, need some FaceTime. Yeah, it's all about the face.
Yeah, we need the handshake in and hugs and all that stuff. We're needy.
Great, I'm down.
In the meantime, check her out, The Four, Battle for Stardom, every Thursday night on Fox. It's 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Megan right. Trainor, you go back to sleep, young lady. Yeah. Get that beauty rest.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye, Megan. The end of the relationship, I think.
Bang. Need that cash flow.
Yeah. Need that cash flow, Al?
I actually need another winch.
Uh-oh. So you're going to take Blake's, the one you bought for Blake's birthday like 3 years ago?
Yeah. It's too big for what I need. And so it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
And so... Who would think you would need another winch? You have a winch that's perfectly good, never been used,
yeah,
and it's the wrong one.
It could be a great Father's Day gift for someone.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That could happen
now. I thought about that.
Yeah, Craigslist Father's Day is coming up soon, but right now let's focus on giving away this money real quick.
Yep.
Hi, Abby.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. What are you doing right now?
I am taking my daughter to kindergarten, like pre-kindergarten summer school right now.
Ooh. Oh, getting her nice. Ready to go.
Gotta get her ready. Yeah. Make sure she's all smart.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, I will try it.
And what are you going to do while she's camping it up?
Oh, I will probably go home and mow and get some things done around the house before I go work in my classroom.
Uh-huh. Go home and mow.
Mow.
How much are you going to mow? Yeah. You have a big yard?
Decent, about an hour and a half or so.
Whoa.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of yard.
Yeah.
She does it right, Al.
Yeah, she does. That trim
it looks so good,
bit.
Though, when you get those lines perfectly straight.
Yeah. Do you like the straight lines, or you like doing triangles are not good lines, right?
For no, not triangles.
Triangles are a little too I've hard for me.
Straight diagonals?
I've seen some guys do triangles, like the professional guys.
I've never seen a
cool.
triangle.
Oh. The way they mow?
Yeah, not that good.
Or maybe that's just the vacuum cleaner.
You need to up your mowing game.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Apparently, yes. In my off time.
Well, Abby, let's step up to the bank vault real quick.
All right.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Lazy.
Password accepted.
Yeah! Which is...
There you go.
What you're not going to be today, Abby. You're not going to be lazy at all. You're going to be working hard. But that's okay. Yeah. It gained you access to the bank vault. Here's how the game works. You're going to be in there with our banker who's going to give you dollar amounts. Those are going to increase the longer you stay in there. Now, the longer you stay in there, the higher money you will get. Mm-hmm. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go. That's how much money you will score. Now, the highest it can get up to is $1,000. You still have to yell stop because if you don't and that door closes, you get nothing. And we don't like that at all.
Okay.
Got it.
Got it?
She got it. The rules are there.
Good.
Abby wants to win that money. Maybe she could put it towards helping her getting somebody to mow the lawn for her.
Yeah.
You know? Why not?
There you go.
Save her some time. All right, Abby. Let's do it. Let's win money. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$100. $130. $150. $190. $230. $260. $330. $360. $420. $570. $640.
Stop.
$640.
Well played, Abby. What are you going to do with that money?
Vacation, summer vacation.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
Get someone to mow.
And get somebody to mow.
Yeah.
And get some plank.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
All right.
$660.
Still good.
$800.
Oh, big jump.
$920.
Oh, he's going.
$1,000.
Oh, yeah. He's going. It's all good, though.
Oh, it's wow. all good.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't wake up with the $640, and now you have it right there in your pocket. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, Abby. Oh, the banker went with a lot of dollar amounts there. You never know what he's going to do. And if you didn't get in this hour, Kid Nation, it's all good. We got you. Less than 1 hour away from another password and another chance to play Beat the Bank. But coming up next, fathers, we got you. We got your back here. How about we do...
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Yeah, if you forgot, Father's Day is this Sunday, and maybe you haven't bought a present yet because you forgot.
I found what I'm getting.
You found what you're getting. Where did you find that?
I don't even know why I would bother reading it, because I'm going to buy it.
You're going to buy it?
Well, every time.
Well, you could share with us what you're going to be buying.
Yeah, there you go.
Because
yes.
We went all over Craigslist, and we found the best presents you can get your dad, and we'll share them with you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations, Abby. Just won $640 during Beat the Bank. It could have been $1,000, though. The banker did go all the way.
All the way!
We got another password to give away in about 30 minutes. And some love letters to Kelly, because we didn't get to them yesterday, so we'll go ahead and give it to you. We did get a few texts saying, hey, what happened to love letters to Kelly?
A panic.
I know, there was a panic, Kelly. There was a panic. Hmm. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
Sometimes it's just too much show, JC.
And today we want you to get out and eat, Kid Nation. And it's for a good cause. Our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, they are doing their give back day today, which means 15% of their net proceeds are going to go back to our charity, Kids Kids. Now, what is Kids Kids, Big Al?
I feel like you're trying to put me on the spot.
I'm not. I'm asking you what our charity is.
We send kids to Disney World every year. We started this charity over 20 years ago, and every year we send a plane load of children and their families, their brothers, sisters, moms, and dads.
Over 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Disney World for like 5 days of magicalness.
And these are children with life-altering
right. I didn't know
conditions.
Yes. Phrase that.
Yeah. Most of these kids spend their lives in the hospital, and they don't get to experience these vacations because all the money their families have goes towards treatment and medicine and hospital visits and all that.
Yeah, so they couldn't afford to do this on their own. Not to say that they're necessarily poor families, but it's expensive.
We want to give them those good memories that most families have, and give them the pictures, videos. They get to experience it with brothers and sisters, mom and dad. The whole family goes. Everything's taken care of, but it's pretty expensive, so we need a lot of help. KidsKids.org is the website if you want to check it out. And any Raising Cane's location is going to be hooking it up today. So just head on out there. You can make donations there. They'll have a button. So if you just want to donate to Kids Kids, just tell them, hey, I want to throw a little extra.
We're all going to hop around to different locations locally when we get out of work today.
Yeah.
And I've been getting some messages from some Kids Kids in the last few years who are going to be eating. They're like, which one are you going to be at? Where's JC going to be?
Perfect.
So you might see some Kids Kids families eating at Raising Cane's today
actually,
so tell them hello.
I'm actually meeting my family at Raising Cane's after I get off the air. And I'm going to go meet up with them. And so you'll see me with my wife and my two kids if we run into each other at Raising Cane's today. So Raising Cane's is doing it right. Turns out IHOP, not so right.
No.
if you didn't hear yesterday, IHOP flipped the P around and made it into a B because they turned into the International House of Burgers for a limited time only. And the other food chains decided to go savage on them.
Not just other restaurants. The restaurant ones are great, but a lot of companies did. Netflix tweeted out, BRB, changing my name to Netflib. Chili's tweeted, we do make some pretty delicious crispers and waffles, but we didn't change our name to Waffles. Wendy's, who always does it right.
Wendy's has the best social media
clapbacks
of all time.
Yeah. Wendy said, remember when you were like 7 and thought changing your name to Thunder Bear Sword would be super cool?
Yeah.
Like that, but our cheeseburgers are still better.
Yeah.
White Castle's actually funny. White Castle said, we're excited to announce that we'll be switching our name to Pancake Castle.
Whataburger had a good one too. They said,
Whataburger, you have that.
There. As much as we love our pancakes, we're never going to change our name to What a Pancake.
What a Pancake.
What a Pancake. Burger King went full out and changed their name on their Twitter to Pancake King, even with the picture. And they're you know how you have a banner up top? It's pancakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they said the official tweets of Pancake King USA.
Just savage. Hey, I mean, it's great. It's funny PR. Maybe it's all in good fun with the other restaurants.
Sides. Yeah.
I mean, IHOP's not struggling.
No, I mean, they're doing fine.
Right. So, if you want to make a donation to Kids Kids, go buy Raising Pancakes today. 15% of all sales.
You know what?
Net proceeds go to Kids Kids.
Thank you. You know, it might have backfired on IHOP, but We're talking about it.
We're talking about it. And we've been talking about it way more than we have.
Exactly.
A couple of days.
So. I went to IHOP's Twitter. And it's not there now. You have to go to IHOB.
Yep. No way.
And it's not really that funny.
Are they clapping back at people?
Are they liking it?
Our new burgers are so burger and good. We changed our name to IHOB. For burgers, go ahead. Burger one today.
Why would you do pancakes so well? Funny. I mean, their pancakes are really delicious. They've done it well for years. Why say, you know what? Burgers are going to be our thing now.
Well, I mean,
it's kind of like a branding.
Yeah. I guess they're just dropping down the new menu items, and they said, how do we get attention to the burgers when our pancakes are so good?
And it worked.
I went to IHOB.com.
It worked.
And you know, the pancakes.
The burger.
Yeah, pancakes are not going anywhere. They're replying to people's questions. Pancakes are always going to be on the menu.
Of course.
You still have all your breakfast favorites.
Look, the goal.
Really sassy in their comments.
Does the entire world know that IHOP has burgers now? Do we? Yes.
Yeah, we do now. Yes.
So guess what? They're geniuses.
Why not the burger patty sandwiched by two cakes?
Jenna, that is
Tweet syrup.
I know.
Why wouldn't you just do the compromise to get us into this?
A little bit of some.
Just give me a couple of buttermilk cakes sandwiching the patty.
And then still have your regular burgers, but we definitely want to try that. Jenna,
you, young lady, should have been at the marketing meeting for IHOP.
Come on.
Would like you to do a burger sandwich.
Oh, you're writing them?
Between two flapjacks. I don't like that word.
Flapjacks.
It bothers me. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like
flapjacks. Can you make sounds that like something happen?
Sagging.
my friend's grandma ruined that for me.
I just tweeted IHOB. I'll let you know what they say, Jenna.
Thank you.
IHOB, if you could tweet back at Kelly Raspberry soon, that'd be great.
We will know.
In the meantime, Father's Day is this Sunday, and if you have not purchased a gift for your father yet, we got your back. It's time.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. We went to Craigslist where you can find the greatest gifts. And you know what? Your dad's the only one that's going to have this gift.
Yeah.
Because these are one and onlys. Only one of these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once it's taken off the board, it's gone. And your dad's going to be the proud owner of these gifts. Jenna, you said you had one that was perfect.
Yeah, Mark, this is sold to me.
Okay.
Father's Day present.
Uh-huh.
Jason Voorhees, Friday the 13th, Mass, signed by Jason Voorhees.
Oh, wow.
Jason Voorhees signed it?
You know Jason.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, Father's Day present for his office or man cave garage or his favorite hangout. Make his friends full of envy. Let him show off this piece to everyone. Get it before you find yourself at Walmart looking for something to buy. Life-size mask comes with foam head. Jason Voorhees has a James Spence authentication, which comes with a JSA tamper-proof sticker attached to the item. Certificate of authenticity card.
Whoa.
And it's signed, I Never Die.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, some name that looks sort of like
not a J, not a J, definitely an A.
Yeah, it looks
The actor.
The actor.
The actor.
It would have been cool if he carved it with a
$90,
by the way. But why would I bother telling you that? Because
Jenna's
gonna buy it anyway.
I'm gonna put in a lower offer.
Yeah, how about them apples?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah,
right.
I got something for your dad right here.
All right, come on.
Hold on, let me set the mood for you guys real quick.
Oh.
Hi.
Sexy there?
I'm a female selling feet pictures and videos. $20 for a foot picture. You can request a certain style of picture if you want for your dad.
Ew.
Or $25 for a video having to do with my feet. You can request a certain video, but it has to be feet related.
Oh,
yeah.
I got a picture of her feet on Kid TV.
Father's Day offer, $35 for both.
Both?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
both.
So you only get one a foot for 20?
Uh-huh.
No, for video.
No, you get the video and the pictures, Jenna.
Oh, for both. I thought you meant for both.
Oh, no.
Huh.
If you want.
Well.
All the feet.
I'm interested to see, is this her full-time business?
It better be.
That'd be your side hustle.
Better.
So that the kids would have to know that their dad has a foot fetish thing.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of dads out there with foot fetishes.
Their
children probably don't think their children know.
Yeah, their children. Well,
why
you should tell your children.
Wife buy him pictures of another woman's feet.
Right, maybe,
maybe your feet are jacked up.
Maybe yeah. divorced. Yeah, yeah. Your mama might have boomerang feet.
Yeah, maybe your feet look like a thrown up gang signs. You know, just want to make sure.
It's beginning to look like a Craigslist Father's Day.
Mobile teeth whitening. We drive to you. Sit back and relax with a full 60-minute session in the comfort of your own home, perhaps in your man cave. Each session can provide anywhere from 2 to 12 shades lighter with each session. Any questions, call or text today. Father's Day special, only $99.
Oh, nice.
They come
nice.
And set up this whole thing
sure.
in your house.
That's convenient right
very
there.
Very convenient.
Yeah.
Nice of them to do that.
Yeah.
What you got, Kelly?
Well, you know, a lot of men out there, they love their pets, and some men really love their cats.
Oh.
So if your dad is a cat lover, this mm-hmm. might be for you. Hmm. An IKEA TV cabinet they turned into cat litter box furniture.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen the furniture? This Al has like a coffee or an end table designed. It's a dog crate that you can use as an end table.
Uh-huh.
They're doing these sorts of things where it's kind of
pet friendly.
Yeah, pet friendly, but it disguises
but
what's
chic.
Really there.
Yeah.
So they say this is great for any cat owners who wish to hide their litter boxes. It keeps the smell out as well as litter.
Hmm.
A 3-panel TV cabinet. 2 insides fit the standard size litter boxes. So they just
wander on
until someone breaches in to look for the internet password on the cable box.
Cabinet / litter box.
Look at you.
What is in here?
When you don't know where to put the darn thing.
There's no way that smell is hidden.
Oh, it's not hidden.
Right.
You're always going to smell that litter.
You walk in and you're like, kitty.
Come on. What did you eat?
Where's the kitty?
There's your Craigslist Father's Day gift ideas. If you need any of them, go to Craigslist.com. That's where they're at.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Dang right.
Just go out and buy your lover.
Something to make your lover say, damn.
It's always the goal, right?
Take care.
Damn, snap.
That's right. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, y'all.
How are you doing?
I'm so freaking nervous. I've been trying to get 30 off for months.
No,
Melissa,
I could not believe it.
Today was the day.
Let those nerves get out of your body.
Off.
Yeah, you're
through.
Yeah, you're through. That's done with. You are welcome to the show. You're now part
thank
of it.
Y'all.
Here, you have 10
this
seconds
so
to
awesome.
Ask any question that you like for the show. You have 10 seconds.
Okay.
Please.
My husband wants to meet you all. How is that possible?
Very possible.
Come
on down to the canal. And we're here.
Yeah.
There it is.
We had a couple drive in from Indiana yesterday.
Yeah,
all the way here. Just get you guys to see us.
We had a good time.
Yep.
Yeah, so anytime you guys are around this area, just swing on through and we'll meet your husband. Deal?
Deal.
Maybe the money you win here could be put towards gas money.
Sure.
So you can drive down here and hang out with us. What are you doing right now, Melissa?
You might not be able to get rid of us, though.
Oh, that's fine. we'll give you a nice little couch to sleep on.
Yeah.
What are you doing right now, Melissa?
I am in my office right now, but my whole entire office knows what I'm doing. So I told them if they hear me scream stop, to not come in and check on me. But I'm totally fine because I'm just excited.
It's a good stop. Yeah.
All right.
Look at you.
What's it like having your own office? It's pretty cool, right? I've never had one.
It is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's very awesome.
Have you ever had your own office, Al?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you had a business.
Yeah, business, yeah.
Jenna, have you ever had your own office?
No.
Nah.
I would like one day.
Yeah. Kelly, you used to have your own office, and then we demoted you into this room.
I did.
All right, Melissa. Well, let's step up to the bank vault real
hello.
Quick.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Vacuum.
Password accepted.
Melissa, congratulations. Yay! You have gained access to the bank vault.
If you had forgotten that password, it would have sucked.
I know, right? That's one.
Never do that.
Well
never.
Well played out.
Thank you.
Now it's you and the banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there. It can get up to $1,000. And the only thing you have to do, Melissa, is yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. That's how much money you will win. But if you don't yell stop and that door does close, you will get nothing. And we do not like that because we need you to get that gas and come down here so your husband can meet us.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yes. I got this.
All right, Melissa, you scream. I want the whole office to stop doing what they're doing.
She's gone from nervous to all cocky now.
Yeah, I told you, Melissa.
I got
this. Let's do this. All right, let's go. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$80. $110. $260. $320. $370. $420. $460. $560. $650.
All right.
Yeah. I'm on that one, Melissa.
I'm not taking any chances.
$650 for you. What are you going to spend that on right there?
Oh, gosh. I'm sure we can find something to do. But yeah. Most of that's coming so we can see y'all forget.
Aw, very nice.
I'm
going to hold you to that, Melissa.
Very nice.
Well, congratulations. Just for fun, let's see how high it would have gone.
$710.
Not bad.
$870.
It's getting up there.
$1,000.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Back-to-back $1,000.
I know. I wasn't sure if I was going to do that. I didn't want to take any chances.
No, you just play it safe. That's all right.
Sometimes safe is good.
Yeah.
$650.
More money's better than no money.
Exactly. Melissa, enjoy that $650. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. And thank you so much for listening.
Tell your husband we said hello.
For sure. And we'll see you guys here in a little while.
We had back-to-back thousands?
Yeah, that was back-to-back thousands.
Yep.
Wow.
You never know what the banker's going to do, Kelly. That's how it rolls. And if you didn't get in this hour or today, we'll play again tomorrow. We'll hook you up with those passwords at 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central, Kid Nation. We play twice a day with Beat the Bank. And coming up next, our love expert is coming to the show. Right. Kelly Raspberry is going to put that hat on.
Yeah, Tuesday, a special edition. Yeah.
We didn't get to it yesterday, so we'll get to it today. Love Letters to Kelly is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, I know we didn't get to it yesterday. And we got a lot of emails and some text messages.
My feelings were hurt.
This should not be hurt. Sometimes we get carried away. And then,
I know.
But
show gets in the way of my love letter advice.
It should make you feel good that so many people hit us up and they said, hey, I missed my dose of the love expert.
It does.
Kelly Raspberry hooking it up with the love advice. Because, you know, a lot of people are going through similar things and maybe they could take that advice into their own lives. Even if you didn't write us. But if you do want to write us, or our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, go to KidNation.com, and you might just be featured in
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
I've been looking forward to doing this one. Here, Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My name is Daniel, and I am 24 years old. I have been single since senior year of high school. I'm mature for my age, so I'm more like 28.
Nice.
I'm at the age where I'm ready to settle down. I'm talking to a girl who is between 10 and 15 years older than me.
Well, what is it? What is it?
I love the way he writes it.
How is she between those ages?
I'm never sure.
I'm talking to a girl who is between 10 and 15 years older than me, and she has two kids, one 13 and the other 9.
Oh, my.
We just met and started talking. I think we have a good connection going on. Do you think I can turn this into a long-term relationship that can lead to marriage? Or should I move on and just be friends, Daniel?
Well, Daniel, you say you're mature, but you're not reasoning this out very maturely. Anything can happen, but you just started talking to her, so why don't you give it a minute to breathe?
Yeah, love.
She might not be looking, well, she's probably looking for someone that can be a provider for her and her children, and that's a mighty big task to take on and at your age. But then again, it's like you are 28.
Right.
So I would just say slow down and stop putting so much thought into it and just enjoy it for what it is. right?
Yeah.
Because you just started talking to her.
Yeah.
And about a month or two from now, she's probably going to smack her food the wrong way, or she's going to say, she'll have this annoying thing that she's like, oh, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be moving on to the next
but
one.
But Kelly, should he marry her or leave?
Oh, marry her.
Definitely.
That's my advice for everyone right now, is to put a ring on it. Everybody I know. Every single person.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Kelly, I'm going to get married this year.
I want somebody to put a ring on that, Jim.
I'm going to. I feel it. It's happening for me.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what your situation is.
That's right.
That's my advice. Uh-huh.
That's why you got to listen to the show the entire morning.
Oh, and during commercials.
And during
listen to us some kind of way.
Hey, we should have a reality show of our show.
We should.
We should do that.
If you're a producer...
This is you.
What? I mean, what?
No,
moving on to the next letter.
He should make sure that we get a producer.
Producer for our reality show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a reality show that films everything that happens.
Where'd you think I was going?
Great idea.
I don't know where you're going, but I'm going on to the next love letter to Kelly.
All right.
Love letters! Love letters to Kelly!
Oh, man, see, this is a good guy, and I feel bad.
Uh-oh.
Because his girlfriend wrote us. Haley wrote us, Kelly, and said, "Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years. When we met, I was going through a divorce and the death of my father.
Oh.
We talked for a while, and I finally broke down and said yes to being his girlfriend. Then shortly later, I found out I was pregnant by my ex-husband.
Oh, boy.
And the boyfriend didn't run. He stuck around. So needless to say, he's been there when things really got tough.
Yeah.
Fast forward to now, and it's like he's so comfortable with how our life is. Me, not so much. I'm happy with my kids and my job, but not with him. I've never really been single. I've always been in a committed relationship for years at a time. I really love him like I've never loved any man I've been with, but he can't keep a job a few months at a time. And that is the biggest turnoff for me because that's how my childhood was. He's really trying, and I can honestly tell he is, but I feel like I've already checked out on this relationship. My question is, do I tough it out and wait for him to grow up and get a stable job, or do I kick him to the curb and just focus on me and my kids and be there for him while he goes through his tough spot?
Why don't you just focus on you and your kids for a minute? You know, you say he's really trying, but he can't keep a job. Wow, he just has the worst luck of everybody, doesn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he's really trying. No. I find the average person that's really trying can usually manage
can
to hold
job.
On to a job
if
for a
they
minute.
Want to.
And there are circumstances that things happen, but this is apparently pattern behavior.
Over and over and over again, yeah.
And like you said, he's comfortable. You need a man with more motivation, a little fire under his booty, you know? And this is just, you know, you've not had a minute for yourself. Life did happen and circumstances are what they are, but I wouldn't wait around for a little boy to grow up and become the man you hope he will be.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee he ever will.
True.
I mean, it's cool that he stuck around. It's cool that he's there for you, but you need...
Right.
Yeah, you gotta get happy and get right
with
yourself.
Boy, that was nice of him to comfort
to do that.
You. But that, you know, just because somebody's a nice guy doesn't mean he's the right life partner.
Right.
You know?
And you have kids. You gotta
it doesn't sound like he's a good partner to you as, you know, financially.
You can't keep a job, girl.
You know?
And you checked out.
And you've checked out. It's hard to check back in with.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
It really is. Once that switch is turned off.
Hey, it's doable. It is doable.
That's when you got to double work.
So hard.
Yeah. You got to double work.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you checked out, and it's because you're not feeling it.
Right. Let's not bring a lot of chaos to, like you said, focus on you and your kids. Let's not start just, you know, running through the guys either. Make sure you wait a while and meet the right man before you introduce to the children, that kind of thing. But I'm thinking this is probably one you can safely let go.
There you go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been seriously dating for 7 months now. He and I are both in our late 20s. He works crazy hours, but we manage to hang out a few hours during the weeknights and most weekends. We get along well, but one area is lacking. He still has not kissed me.
What?
We're both devout Christians, and so laundry is off the table. However, I am very ready for that kiss. He says, you see, he has stated before that he has kissed other women in the past, and I know he scoffs at the idea of waiting for the wedding day to kiss. The problem is that I have never kissed anyone.
Oh, man.
So I do not feel comfortable initiating my very first kiss. I feel so anxious to bring up the subject as well. I do know that he has only kissed one or two people, and I think just one each time, so maybe he, too, is anxious about initiating. Kelly, How can I let him know, excuse me, that I'm waiting for that kiss without embarrassing us both? Polly.
Well, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Nobody's first
Polly,
kiss is good,
at this
right?
point, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's been so long, now it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Yeah, 7 months.
So, I...
Late 20s.
Wow, kissing is so important to me.
Yeah.
You can learn how to kiss someone, but...
Sure, but I mean, that's just like, oh, man. I would, you know, it's an uncomfortable... Is it going to be any more comfortable than the way you feel right now? Probably not.
No.
I mean, everything's uncomfortable because you're waiting. It's not happening. And I've had that conversation with a guy before where he came over and we would hang out and he'd leave and no kiss. Hang out, leave, no kiss. After about 4 days, it's like...
What's up?
Yeah, I finally was like... Are you going to kiss me goodbye? You know, it's just like, what's going on here? Well, I'm afraid once I kiss you, I won't be able to stop.
Hey.
What a BS line. It was
man.
BS. Come on.
You might not be able to.
But it's, you know, you're already uncomfortable and it's already awkward. So how much more uncomfortable can it be just to say,
kiss me?
You know, I'm just wondering, you know. Do you ever want to kiss me? Just something like that. Just put it out there. You don't need to go through your whole life story. What's, I've never been kissed and I'm looking forward to my first kiss. Don't go through that whole backstory. Now you're putting all this pressure on
him. Too much pressure.
Or maybe you've already said all that and it's too late.
Or just look at him and say, kiss me, lover.
Save that. Oh, my God.
Kiss me.
Yes.
Kiss me, lover.
No, I wouldn't say it that way. But I would just, you know, just say it. Come on. What's the worst that can happen?
He's got to kiss you. You guys have been together
Or maybe he won't.
Never.
What if he doesn't? And then you're like, well, now you've got to make a decision.
Yeah.
Do I want to be in a really great friendship with someone for the rest of my life? Or do I want to have a passionate, well-rounded relationship with someone who we're compatible in
all areas? Intimacy issues? No thanks.
Yeah.
Such a turnoff, you know? Like, because it makes you feel like you're not attractive, and it makes you question your own security with yourself, even if it's their issue. It just leads to so many problems.
You have to match styles.
I get there are religious reasons people
and that's
have.
Cool, yeah.
All levels of religion. You know, some people don't even hold hands until they're getting married. I mean, that's like the really strict ones.
Yeah.
But that doesn't sound like the boat you're in.
So they maybe
just want to kiss.
Maybe they should get engaged before they kiss.
But I mean...
He should put a ring on it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my solution.
Somebody's got to.
I just think it's already awkward. So go ahead and just say, would you ever think about kissing me? We've been dating 7 months.
Why hasn't she tried?
She's
never done it
before. She's nervous.
She doesn't know.
Don't say that. But it's either going to end the relationship, which at least now you can move on and find somebody who might want to kiss you, or you just know that this is the way it is, and you've got to decide if that's what you're going to settle for.
Just start moving in slowly and tilt your head to the right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some guys, you can spell it out for them, and they don't get it.
Remember that time I got the cheek?
Yeah, the guy would turn
the
cheek.
Get out of here with your issues.
But then at least you knew. At least you knew at that point.
This is someone I hadn't been intimate with before.
I know, but then you weirdo. Knew where it stood. I don't know.
Maybe you can open the mouth just a little bit.
Maybe, Jenna, I was thinking about that. Maybe he just had bad breath or something. He didn't want to give it to you.
Yeah,
he had
that halitosis angle. Yeah.
No, not you, him.
Oh.
Yeah, he was pretty maybe self-conscious about the breath.
Just go on
so
in.
You know what? It's all for the best.
Yeah.
Just go in.
Tilt that. And then maybe it'll just be natural. What?
Oh, Al, stop it. That's so gross.
What is that?
I don't know, but the visual was appetizing.
This is a man who says he's the best kisser on the show.
I am, and it's not been disputed.
It has been disputed endlessly.
It's been
by everybody.
It's got a little blue check mark right there.
Jenna herself has kissed you and said, nah, man, I'm good.
That was like a little baby kiss.
It wasn't a baby kiss. It was open mouth, and you gave me all teeth.
It's the Kidocratic Morning Show.